Okay, this Shabbos we finish Sefer Shemos be'Ezras Hashem Yisbarach, which is referred to by Chazal as the Sefer HaGu'ula. So after reading about the Mishkan, which the Ramban defines as Gu'ula, it's called Sefer HaGu'ula, the Ramban writes, not because we got out of Mitzrayim. It's called Gu'ula, the Sefer HaGu'ula, because of the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the definition of Gu'ula, so maybe now's a good time to contemplate the beginnings of that process, and especially as we're about to embark on the Chodesh HaGu'ula very soon, on Chodesh Nisan, it's probably kedai to think about what the ingredients are to achieve Gu'ula. So let's go back to the very beginning of Sefer Shemos and take a look at how Gu'ula began. The Chumash begins Sefer Shemos by saying, Ve'ele Shemos b'nei Yisrael haba'im Mitzrayma, Eis Yaakov ish uveso ba'u. So the Baal HaTurim has a very unusual comment on the words Eis Yaakov ish. The Baal HaTurim says, Eis Yaakov ish, sofei tevos, the last letter of each of those words, spell out Shabbos, backwards. So obviously he's trying to draw some sort of connection between Yaakov coming to Mitzrayim and Shabbos. But what in the world is the connection between Yaakov coming to Mitzrayim and Shabbos any more than the connection between Yaakov and any other mitzvah in the Torah? What is it about Shabbos that we connect to Yaakov coming to Mitzrayim? But we move a little bit later on in the story. HaKadosh Baruch Hu approaches Moshe Rabbeinu and he gives him the opportunity of a lifetime. He tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you could lead the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu spends 7 days saying no thank you, until finally HaKadosh Baruch Hu convinces him that he's got to do it. And according to the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu the exact opposite thing that Mordechai told Esther when he needed her to lead the Jewish people. What did Mordechai tell Esther? Im hachareish tachrishi beis hazos revach v'atzala yamod b'yehudim imakom acher. If you don't do it, someone else will do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring Geula, whether it's through you or through somebody else. You could either be a footnote in history, or you could be someone who's significant in history, a shaper of history. So make your choice. According to the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu the exact opposite. Im eina tago alam, eina acher go alam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're my first choice and my only choice. This job will remain vacant if you don't take it. It's pretty serious. And that makes the story that follows all the more troubling. Moshe's on his way to Mitzrayim, do his job. Vayikach Moshe Sishto Vezbana Vayarkivim Al Chamor Vayashavartza Mitzrayim. Goes back toward Mitzrayim. Vayihi Baderech Bamalon Vayifkesheu Hashem Vayivakish Amiso. They're on the road and Hashem attacks. Moshe Rabbeinu did some sort of aveira. We're not sure what. Chazal have debates exactly what he did wrong. He did something wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to kill him. For some minor misstep, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to kill him. Now, if this were Esther, I understand. You're going to kill him for a minor misstep because you'll have someone else take over the job. But Hashem just got through saying, if you don't do this, nobody's going to do this. There are babies dying in Mitzrayim every single day. There are 3 million people in servitude. So what? So he does a little aveira and Hashem is willing to chuck the whole thing. The whole plan is going to be scrapped. You know, a lot of times we play what-if games. What if this would have happened? What if that would have happened? Is there any greater what-if game than what if Moshe Rabbeinu never would have gone to Mitzrayim? That's it. Jewish history, as we know, it would have been over. And for what? For some minor avera that he does on the road, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to get rid of all of Jewish history, there would be no Matan Torah. There would be no Eretz Yisrael. Who knows if we ever would have gotten out of Mitzrayim? And God was willing to sacrifice all of that in a single moment. So what's going on over here? Again, three questions. What's the connection between Shabbos and Yaakov? No, two questions. What's the connection between Shabbos and Yaakov? And why was it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so easily willing to give up on everything for some misstep that Moshe Rabbeinu makes along the way? He had no plan B. Wouldn't it have been smarter if HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gives him some other punishment so that he could deal with Moshe Rabbeinu on his level? It's not going to cost 3 million people their future. So the Yisod may be as follows. We find Yaakov Avinu's name is changed twice. Once by the Sorosh Shel Esav, and once by the Ribono Shel Olam. And there's an important difference between the two renamings of Yaakov Avinu. When the Sorosh Shel Esav changes Yaakov's name, Yaakov is simply told, Lo Yaakov Ye'omer Ot Shemecha Ki Im Yisrael. You will no longer be Yaakov, instead you will be Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he changes Yaakov's name, does the exact opposite. He doesn't say, you will no longer be Yaakov. To the contrary, he says, Shimcha Yaakov. Your name is Yaakov. As if to say, and don't you ever forget it, because that is your name. But lo yikari shimcha od Yaakov ki Yisrael yeshemecha. But you shouldn't be called Yaakov, only you should be called Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu emphasizes that his name was Yaakov. The Sar Shel Esav says, no, Yaakov is done, Yaakov is over. What's going on? The two names of Yaakov represent Yaakov and, by extension, his descendants in very different historical contexts, in very different circumstances. Yaakov is a representative of the Gullus Jew. The name Yaakov is the Gullus Jew, under the control of foreign authorities, under the Akev, under the heel of some other ruling authority. He grabs on to the Akev Esav. Pasuk says, Matovu Ohalecha Yaakov. When we are Yaakov, we're living in an ohel. An ohel is a temporary residence. When we're in Galus, we're in an ohel. Yisrael, on the other hand, represents a Jew who's living b'shalom u'b'shalva b'artzeinu akadosha, not the Galus Jew. The Geula Jew is Yisrael. Pasuk relates the name of Yisrael to security. Vayishkon Yisrael betach. Vayeshev Yisrael lavetach, v'Yisrael yishkon lavetach, kisheves ami Yisrael lavetach. Over and over again, every time betach, every time we have security, it's Yisrael. Matovu ohalecha Yaakov. Next two words, mishkanosecha Yisrael. When we have a mishkan, we have a real dwelling place, then we're Yisrael. The ability for Klal Yisrael to get to a stage where we can properly be called Yisrael completely hinges on the ability of Klal Yisrael to survive as a Yaakov. The Pasuk in Yeshayahu says, Habayim Yashrish Yaakov Yatzitz Ufarach Yisrael. In order for Yisrael to be Yatzitz V'Yifrach, we first need to be Shoresh of Yaakov. Yaakov lays the groundwork. The Gullus that we go through and how we survive and how we handle ourselves, behave ourselves in the Gullus is going to determine whether we're going to get to the stage of Yisrael and how we're going to get to the stage of Yisrael. The Shoresh of Yaakov is Im Lavan Garti V'Taryag Mitzvot Shamarti. There's trials, there's tribulations, there's challenges. There are two basic ingredients for Yaakov to be successful, and they are to remain distinct from his surroundings and the willingness to be Moser Nefesh when it's called for. For a Gullus Jew, we need to somehow manage to not just blend in, to differentiate ourselves from those that are around us, and also be willing when the time calls for it to be Moser Nefesh for what we believe in, for what we stand for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that for the name of Yisrael to be meaningful, it has to first be Shimcha Yaakov. The Sar Shel Esav says, forget Yaakov, bury Yaakov, Yaakov is over, says the Sar Shel Esav. You could be Yisrael. And what about all those times where we can't be Yisrael? Sar Shel Esav tries to rob us of our ability to succeed in the Galus, because he knows we're never going to get to Yisrael if we don't get to be Yaakov first. So he cuts us out at our roots. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shimcha Yaakov, don't ever forget, your name is Yaakov. And that's what is going to keep you grounded and rooted. And that way, you'll be able to achieve Yisrael. That's the deeper meaning of Kala Mis'abel al Yerushalayim Zochev Ro B'Simchas. It's not just Schar. Schar for being Mis'abel Yerushalayim is you get to see the Simcha of Yerushalayim. No. It's that in order to have Geula, the prerequisite is that in Gullus we have to feel like we don't belong here. In Gullus, we have to be misabel about the fact that we're in this great place. But we have to be misabel about it, because it's not where we belong, it's not home. And only when we feel that we don't belong, only when we feel that this isn't our home, will we be zoche to be roe v'simchasa. So the symbol of Geula in our parsha, the Mishkan, was built and filled with materials that were taken from where? From Gullus. We got it in Mitzrayim. All the gold, all the silver, all the ingredients for Geula, they all come from Gullus. When Klal Yisrael was Mitzuyanim Sham in Mitzrayim, when we were distinct, when we were getting killed for being Jews, when we were Moser Nefesh, Both ingredients, Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. Then we can achieve Geula. But the Mayim Chayim, they set us apart, both of them, Dam Pesach and Dam Mila, distinguish us. We don't worship the same gods you do. We slaughter them. We physically look different. We're Moser Nefesh to slaughter your gods. We're Moser Nefesh, we're Moser Dam for Bris Mila. And with that, maybe we can answer the two questions we began with. When we begin the description of Yaakov and Galus, the Torah hints to us how the process of Geula works. Sofei Tevel Shabbos. Just as we know that when we accomplish during the week takes root in the previous Shabbos, and that Shabbos is our time to prepare ourselves for the coming week. There's a beautiful minhag I picked up recently. Someone in my shul, we were eating lunch at someone's house, or maybe it was Friday night at someone's house, and the balabas went around the table. His name is Yehuda Samter, really good guy, always very thoughtful, has good ideas. He went around the table and he started asking everybody, all of his children, what was the highlight of your week this past week? I did it at the Shabbaton, right? What was the highlight of your week this past week? And one of the other things he asks, makes everyone think about what I have to be thankful for this week, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for me this week. Makes you think about what goes on in your life. But the other thing he asks, what are you looking forward to for next week? Because Shabbos lays the groundwork for the coming week. How we experience the Shabbos is going to affect how our Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is going to be. So, just as that is clear to us, the ability for Geula, for how Geula is going to work, is in the Yemei HaChol of Galus. How do we behave in the Yemei HaChol of Galus? Sofei Tevel Shabbos, when Yaakov is coming down to Mitzrayim, how Yaakov is going to experience Yisrael, how he's going to have a Geula, is just like how we have a Shabbos, by preparing the entire week for it, and by realizing that it's coming. And that's why when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nisrashel B'Bris Mila, it's not the Chomer HaIsser that he was Nisrashel B'Bris Mila that almost causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop the Geula in its tracks. It's not that he did an Avera that was so terrible. It's the fact that the Dam Mila represents the two key ingredients to Geula. The Dam Mila is Mesiras Nefesh. The Dam Mila is Mitzuyanim Sham, is what distinguishes us. And if we lose that, there can't be Geula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not saying, no, this is too terrible a sin to allow the Geula to happen. There are worse Averos. It's not that this is too terrible a sin. It's that the character of this sin undermines the process of Geula. And if Moshe Rabbeinu is going to lead the Geula, this can't be the sin that he does. Hit a rock or something. This can't be the sin that he does. Because when we look at Geula, we think about Geula, and we're closing the Sefer HaGeula, about to embark on the Chodesh HaGeula, we have to remember that if we have goals of Geula, it doesn't happen on its own. It happens with a lot of Siyata Deshmaya, but we have to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the reasons to bring the Geula by being Mitzuyanim Sham, and by being willing to be Moser Nefesh for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.